climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Stacy Matheson. She is the board chair for the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. Stacy, it's so good to have you here in studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So the chamber is doing a really good job of helping to educate voters in our area. And you have a couple of forums coming up. So let's first dive in and talk about the one that's happening this Thursday.
You bet. So we're doing two special Super Thursday events. So the one that is happening this Thursday will take place on May 9th at the Idaho State University TAB Auditorium. We've got several different people that are going to be interviewed at that particular event. At 6 p.m. we'll have the prosecutors. 6:30 we'll have the Bonneville County commissioners. At 7 p.m. we'll have all of the District 33 candidates, and at 7:30 p.m. we'll have all of District 35 candidates.
So a great opportunity for people to get to know these candidates in this kind of a forum where, you know, as we're getting closer to that primary, they have an opportunity to compare the candidates right there together.
Correct. We'll have a moderator. We've got a set list of questions that we'll be asking each of the candidates. And then we'll also have opportunity for the constituents that are in attendance to ask their own questions.
So people can come armed with their best questions and frankly have the opportunity to ask a question. Our community always comes with good questions.
For sure. We have a great educated community that really wants to get to know their legislators and county officials.
So that one is happening this Thursday, May 9th. Let's look forward to May 16th. Who will be featured in that?
So on that one, we've got, again, same time, same place. Starting at 6 p.m., we'll have District 32, House A. At 6:30, we'll have 32, House B. And at 7 p.m., we'll have 32, Senate.
So another great opportunity for people to just come out and really get to know their candidates. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that the chamber is taking this on, because we're at a point in time where I keep hearing people say, my voice doesn't count, my vote doesn't matter, I'm not even going to vote. We're seeing a lot of that frustration. And so I think events like this that encourage people to come out and be part of the process, and right here at home, this is where your vote has the most weight and your influence.
Most definitely. I was going to say the local opportunity that you have influences the impact on your life, your business, your education of your children, comes here at the local level. So advocacy is very important.
So as the board chair, you're dealing a lot with our business community. What are some of the main concerns that you hear coming up frequently?
It's a wide range. I think the growth of the Idaho Falls community is great, but from an infrastructure and education standpoint, that's something that comes up quite frequently. The agriculture community has concerns over water rights and water use. So we're hearing and learning a lot more about that from our ag community.
And as you are looking at your role with the chamber, what are some of the big things you guys have coming on the horizon?
Well, we have some great traction with Paul Baker, our CEO, who just finished up his first year with the chamber. He's done some great things. We are on a great trajectory with both 1, 3, 5, and 10-year plans. So I think you'll see some really good things coming down the hatch from the Chamber of Commerce. We're really looking to help elevate the business community. A strong business community brings a strong environment.
It certainly does. And one of the things, as I've chatted with Paul Baker before, is that he is really wanting to get Idaho Falls to be a destination, not just a pass-through. I think he's done some great things in saying, come enjoy our restaurants, our arts community, our hotels, and then go do a day trip to Yellowstone or the Grand Tetons, but make this a stop. What have you seen so far with that?
Yeah, we're seeing some great things. We have a tourism committee that meets on a monthly basis. So if there's anybody that would be interested in joining that, please reach out and we can get you some additional information. But we're really looking to get people to stay and play here. Idaho Falls has so many great things to offer. We'll have a new app coming out this summer that will give visitors options of different destinations and things to do within the area that includes your hoteliers, the museums, the zoo, all of the great things that Idaho Falls has to offer.
Well, that sounds good. And Stacy Matheson, board chair for the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, just give everybody that location and time for the forum one more time.
You bet. So the first one will be held on Thursday, May 9th at the Idaho State University Tab Auditorium. The forums will run from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The first interviews start at 6 p.m. And then the following week will be Thursday, May 16th. Same location, Idaho State University Tab Auditorium. And again, those forums run from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, Stacy Matheson, thank you for coming by KID today.
Thank you.
All right, now is the perfect time for me to remind you once again to text me, Maui, to 208-522-5900, because we've teamed up with our friends from Wolf Lighting and Accents and Morris Columbus Travel, and we want to send your mama to Maui. That's just Maui to 208-522-5900. Look, we're going to send somebody's mama to Maui, so it might as well be yours. And also, just a quick little note here, Wolf Lighting has gorgeous interior and exterior design. So check them out, and you're going to find out quickly just how beautiful your lighting can be. And they're there to help you bring your vision to life. All right. The chaos on campuses continues to dominate the news cycle. And we are going to break it down in the second hour. And I am going to be chatting with Dr. Anthony Harper. And he is going to draw a connection between the chaos on campuses and the election. And of course, we're going to look specifically at election integrity. That's a topic that continues to be on a lot of people's minds as this epic battle between former President Trump and President Biden just continues to heat up. So he has worked with 3 White House administrations, and he's going to compare and contrast his experiences with the different administrations, and he is certainly going to be able to shatter some stereotypes for us. That's all coming up in the second hour. We'll be right back.